Time once again for Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga that makes Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today we find more consternation regarding the presence of the Mayo Clinic in downtown Minneapolis. Minnesota Hospital needs to garner some of their own attention, so they've reached out to specific presidential hopefuls and are hosting a star-studded debate. We now join Dr. Gil Whitney and Nurse Helen Trent, somewhere in the irritated bowels of Minnesota Hospital, where they are engaged in passionate medical conversation. Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen, I don't think it's the heat making me sweat.
Perhaps you're in heat.
Helen, you're so hot, I can smell bacon frying.
For Pete's sake, Gil, we're at the State Fair Clinic. Of course you can smell bacon frying. Maybe we should go to Lebanon Hills Regional Park and exchange some documents.
I'm announcing my candidacy in a couple of minutes. I know, Helen, I'm just so frustrated with all the attention that the Mayo Clinic is getting all the time. Dr. Whitney! Dr. Whitney! Why, it's Chief of Surgery Dr. Bjorn yesterday. This attention to Minnesota Hospital is so god-dang exciting. I feel like a kid at Christmas about to eat his lutefisk. Oh, Nurse Helen! Nurse Helen!
What do you want, intern?
Your costume for Halloween is here!
Oh, I hate to get rid of the one from last year.
What was it, Helen?
A Kim Kardashian costume.
Why?
Oh, it was so fun, Gil. It's inflatable, and when I walked down the street, my rear end took out 9 mailboxes. If you want to see another supermoon, I could wear it again.
Remember who I was last year?
Ronald Reagan. Oh, Gil, what do you think he would have said about Kanye West running for president?
Well, excuse me, but I'd like to do a survey right now. Would you raise your right hand if you would vote for Donald Trump before you would vote for Kanye West? All right. Next survey question. Raise your left hand if you would vote for Kanye West before you would vote for Donald Trump. All right. Now raise both hands and slap yourself across the face for even thinking about a President Trump or a President West.
Shenzel, is this on? I have to laugh.
Why, it's Minnesota Hospital newsletter columnist, Dr. Kidney Hartman.
What a bunch of geniuses. Hey, you jerks. I got a little nugget in my column. Did you read my jottings?
No.
On this date in 1840, the American Society of Dental Surgeons was founded. An important step for dental hygiene, and a very bad step for African lions.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney.
Yes, what is it, intern?
You have a patient waiting who says that every time he eats fruit, he gets a strange urge to give people all his money. What should I do?
Ask him if he wants an apple or a banana.
Excuse me, doctors.
Why, it's Dr. Rash from Infectious Diseases.
I would ask you to please take your seat.
You sound like a proctologist.
Actually, I am responsible for the ethical content of today's debates, and we're hoping to start on time.
You're from Infectious Diseases, aren't you, Rash? You know how I could tell?
Not that interesting.
Who cares? I think a guy from Infectious Diseases is always itching to get going.
Not now, Dr. Kidney Hartman. It's time for the debates. and Minnesota Hospital is hosting. This needs to be serious and focused for us so we can look terrific and expand our reach.
Duh, Dr. Einstein, I'm the moderator.
I think we're ready to go then, yeah, I suppose.
Hey, Nurse Trent, think I need makeup?
Probably should get an estimate first.
You're a real beauty, Helen. You know that? Okay, geniuses. First question goes to you, Trump.
Okay, first of all, Kidney Hartman, let me tell you this, and I mean this. I have many friends who agree with me when they say I find your column delightful and entertaining, Mr. Hartman.
What do you want, Dr. Trump, you neurogenius?
Listen, you do a great job. A recent survey shows when there's depressing news, 75% of the people in the Twin Cities would rather be depressed by you than any other reporter.
You were born with a silver butter knife spoon in your mouth, so here's a silver butter knife steak to go with it. All right, next, you genius.
Excuse me, are you talking to me?
Yes, you, President Obama.
Well, thank you. And by the way, it's not Obama anymore. I'm changing it to President Denali.
That's making a molehill out of a mountain. I need to move on. Who are you?
I'm a smart brother, President George W. Bush.
How would you suggest we solve the national debt?
I'd put it on Mr. Trump's Visa card.
Well, my stars and garters, the senator from South Carolina has an idea.
What is it, Lindsey Graham?
How about listeners send in $20,000 and Trump will make a speech in your city? And for $50,000, he won't make a speech in your city.
Lindsey Graham is attractive. I wouldn't mind having his number.
Look, if you want his number, I got it right here. It's 612-370-LOSER.
All right, Trump, zip it.
You know something? After dealing with you, Kidney Hartman, I take back everything I tweeted about Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly. How about you give her number out instead of Lindsey Graham's?
Who invited President Clinton?
Okay, let me just say this.
You already are president. I don't even know why you are here.
Well, look, I wanted to ask Mr. Trump an important question of national security. I wondered if he styles his hair with a food processor.
This thing's starting to get out of hand. I've been this nervous since I saw a proctologist walk in with a blowtorch.
And now I'd like to introduce the best speaker I've ever heard. That's what I'd like to do, but what I have to do is introduce Bernie Sanders.
Wait a minute, Sanders. I love your chicken, Colonel Sanders.
What a jerk.
Well, look, I'm a senator from Maine. And if I were Colonel Sanders, President Bush, I would quit selling you only the right wing.
Hey, Sanders, I was watching a speech of yours on TV when I realized that you and I, believe it or not, have something in common.
Well, what could that possibly be? You're a member of the oligarchy. I'm a socialist.
Yeah, well, this morning, I forgot to take out the garbage, and so did you, okay?
The only thing this debate is missing is Ross Perot.
Well, now, say no more. Now, you see this chart over here, Hartman? Well, this chart has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. Let me tell you something. You're so ramped up in sports, I found out that when you were in the hospital, you had a Gatorade enema. Let me tell you something else I heard, all right? There was a movie in town last week that said, see this with someone you love, and I've been told you went by yourself 6 times.
Dr. Hartman, you probably should hurry and finish with these closing thoughts.
Hey, Rash, I'll do what I want. So any closing thoughts from any one of you?
Yeah, I got a closing thought. Here's my thought for the day. It's a tough world out there. Make up your mind. You're going to be a crumb or a crouton.
I hate to say this, but that made the most sense so far in this entire debate.
Yeah, well, let me just say this. Will the Minnesota hospital debate bring more attention than Mayo Clinic's been getting lately? And what about Dr. Kidney Hartman's idea for a new health food stand at the fair? Chocolate-covered kale and deep-fried slim-fast bars.
Question for you, Trump.
Go ahead.
If you could have a conversation with any person, living or dead, who would that be?
Well, that's easy. The living one.
Rush in and get him a brain scan. Stat. Dr. Bush, will gas prices continue to rise?
It's not going to affect me. I was put in $10 worth.
Make no mistake, Minnesota Hospital is officially over for the Minnesota State Fair.
WCCO, traffic and weather together, every 10 minutes on the 8th.